Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's nonprofit organization got their start in community development through working to provide affordable housing financing in the Lowcountry. But we've discovered recently that they now serve the entire state and also include small business lending. Anna Lewin is CEO of the South Carolina Community Loan Fund. Today she's in our studio. Anna, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit more of the background and what it is that the Loan Fund does.
Sure. So we started in the early 2000s. We were born out of Mayor Riley's Council on Homelessness and Affordable Housing in the city of Charleston. And we began to finance the creation or preservation and affordable housing in the city of Charleston, expanded to serve three counties in the Charleston area, and then slowly expanded to serve additional counties along the coastline. We realized and understood that the need for community development finance and affordable housing finance was larger than just what existed on the coast. And so we expanded in 2014. We expanded our geographic service area and our product offerings to include community-owned businesses, community facilities, and healthy food retail outlets, in addition to the affordable housing work that we were already doing.
But you are not actually a bank.
We are not a bank. We are a nonprofit mission-based lender, and we're certified by the U.S. Treasury as a community development financial institution. So we're really dedicated to delivering responsible lending to low-income, low-wealth, and other disadvantaged people and communities. So at our core, we provide loans for community development projects throughout South Carolina, but our mission is about so much more than that. Through these loans, we provide opportunity and access to the capital that is needed to transform communities and revitalize local economies. We really are interested in prioritizing projects that support underserved populations like minorities, females, and low-income borrowers, as well as underserved areas of the state. And then we advocate for legislation that increases funding for these projects and reduces the regulatory barriers to their success.
And then where does your funding come from that allows you to do this?
As a statewide lender, we raise and pool capital from public and private investments to create a revolving loan fund that finances these critically needed projects. So we receive funding from foundations, we receive funding from banks, high net worth individuals, and then the U.S. government, federal funding sources, and some state and local and regional as well.
And they are paid back through what you are able to earn?
That is correct. So they are true investments into our organization, and we pay them back. So essentially what happens is we pool capital. We have a member of a community or an inspired entrepreneur who comes to us with their project. We work with them on underwriting that project, making sure that they have the mechanisms in place to make sure that their project succeeds. We loan them the money. They pay us back. We loan the money out to the next borrower who needs a project, and the money continues to revolve.
Can you give us an example of a success story?
Sure. So we recently worked with an entrepreneur who owns and operates a successful vegan restaurant, and she has been open for a number of years, but she did not own her building. And so we were able to work with her to help her finance the purchase of her building. So she's doing some renovations and will also own the space, and she can stay there and operate her restaurant in perpetuity. It's hers now.
And she would not have been able to receive a loan traditionally?
Correct.
Other than your mission to serve the underserved communities, are there other qualifications or restrictions for applicants?
Sure. So any project that we finance, because we are a mission-based lender, either needs to house, employ, or serve low to moderate income individuals. So we do a lot of financing, of course, around affordable housing, but also community facilities like YMCA or other public use facilities, schools, health centers, and then community-owned businesses. And the entrepreneurs that we work with traditionally cannot get financing from a traditional lender because they may face barriers such as lack of collateral, lack of sort of the friends and family network that can often help provide the equity piece that traditional lenders require, and then just a lower net worth overall.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for taking time to visit our studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Anna Lewin is CEO of the South Carolina Community Loan Fund. Her office is in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.